It was probably a little more than 20 years ago, having hosted Almanac, brought to you by Central Hudson for my first 6 or 7 years here, that I began writing the majority of the program's scripts myself, instead of relying on the outfit in Denver that originated Almanac and provided material to us here in the Hudson Valley and to some 50 or so other radio stations and sponsoring organizations around the country. And with that, the focus of Central Hudson's Almanac expanded from being all about the weather to include topics from all fields of science, nature, and technology. And it seems like none of these received more attention than astronomy and space exploration. Well, now that our time together is ending after tomorrow, I've compiled a list with the help of Kit Eaton, writing on the personal tech page of the New York Times business section in February, about the expanding universe of space apps. Yesterday here, I told you about the official NASA app, as well as an app called Space Images from NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. And while those NASA apps offer interesting photos of our planet snapped from space, they're not the only ones available. I'll tell you about a few more right after this. Central Hudson reminds you, when you're working around the yard, safety matters. Plug outdoor tools into outlets with a ground fault interrupter. Never use electric power tools in the rain or when the ground is wet. And if limbs or vegetation are growing in and around overhead power lines or other electrical facilities, use only a qualified tree trimmer to do any cutting or pruning and make sure we are contacted about it before such potentially dangerous work is undertaken. Now here's Almanac. While those NASA apps described here yesterday offer interesting photos of our planet snapped from space, for a truly 21st century space image experience, New York Times tech writer Kit Eaton and I both recommend you check out EO Science 2.0 AR from the European Space Agency. To use it, you first print out a special image and lay it on a surface in front of you. Then you launch the app, click Start, and point your smartphone's camera at the printout. Next, the app will show you a 3D augmented reality image of Earth spinning over that printout. You can move your phone to look around or zoom in on the image. Tapping on Earth changes the image to show different maps incorporating data obtained from space, including height and depth, land cover, and ocean chlorophyll concentrations. EO Science 2.0 AR, while visually attractive, doesn't contain much real science or explanation. You'll have to search online for that information to better understand the maps and what they're showing you. But the app is a lot of fun and will especially excite younger users. For a completely different way to keep up with the latest out-of-this-world news, take a look at Space, Astronomy, and NASA News from News Fusion. This app aggregates news stories from a long list of online sources and covers NASA and the European Space Agency's news, as well as breakthroughs in space science. And remember that every night brings a perfect opportunity for exploring space using nothing more than your own eyes, if the weather is cooperative and the skies are clear. And to help you understand what you're seeing up there, check out the astronomy app Night Sky. Billing itself as your own personal planetarium, Night Sky acts like a virtual reality guide to what you can see in the sky above you. When you hold your phone up, it shows a view of the stars as seen from your location. It also contains news about coming stargazing events. Have fun traveling to infinity and beyond from the comfort of your armchair. And join me here tomorrow at this time as we conclude the countdown with a program appropriately enough about a recent NASA announcement concerning a real planned mission in the not-too-far-distant future. On Almanac, brought to you by Central Hudson. People, power, possibilities.